You Can Relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast.
Hi.
I'm Colleen Ballinger here with my husband, Carrot Eric Stocklin. Do you know Maisie still calls you Carrot?
Thank you for that lovely introduction. And no, I didn't. I haven't heard her say in a while.
She said it to me the other day. She was like, I'm Maisie Stocklin, your mama Colleen Stocklin. Dada is Eric Carrot Stocklin. She calls me Eric Carrot Stocklin. Anyway, welcome to the newest episode of Relax the Podcast.
I think it looks so professional in here.
We had to move locations for this week, possibly for next week too, just while it's...
Because there's a heat wave?
Yeah, just during this weird heat wave we're having.
An actual one.
It's weird that there's a heat wave at the same time as some people call like the summer thing. It's weird that we have a heat wave.
No, you were saying that earlier in the summer, but now it's like an actual, it's been way hotter than it typically is.
I know, but it's just been this heat wave for too long.
We don't have air conditioning in that other room.
Yeah. So we moved into here because it's literally like 120 degrees in the other room where we podcast. So we moved into my little office space where there is air conditioning.
Yeah.
And that's where we're podcasting from today.
It's nice.
It's so cutesy, huh?
It's great.
We have a lot of fun stuff to talk about. We're going to get to some of your comments.
Sure. I looked at comments.
But we have a couple apologies to make.
We do?
Yes.
All right.
First and foremost, most importantly, I want to say sorry because we definitely keep saying we're going to drive to Sonic.
We
never do.
Well, it's... The closest one is 2.5 hours away, and we have children.
So it would have to be like a full day that we take off from like work and our kids and all that.
Sounds terrible.
Well, it actually kind of does. Like to go get, just to go get Sonic kind of does sound like not great.
Oh, no, I was being sarcastic because we get to get away from our kids.
Well, yeah, I guess.
And
so.
I have all this list of people commented what to get there.
I know.
I've compiled a list. There's going to be many things that I'm going to have to try.
I know. Maybe we just sit in the parking lot for the full day for lunch and dinner. And like we eat lunch and then sit there and then wait until dinner to have the next meal. Because how are we going to eat it all in one meal?
I'm just going to have to take little nibs.
I'm sorry, guys. We have not yet gone to Sonic. We do want to do it and we do plan on doing it. But every week is not the right week. This week was certainly not the right week.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So sorry?
I am sorry because I'm getting comments now on my vlog channel about it. People on my vlog channel are like, hello, like, when are you going to Sonic?
Yeah.
Like, when are you driving? We're so excited for the episode where you go to Sonic. Like, people are excited for us to have a road trip and go get some Sonic. So we got to do it soon.
There's one in Connecticut, apparently, relatively close to my parents' house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't think it existed.
It's new. It's new since I moved away.
And
when we're back there,
the other apology needs to happen from you.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that later. Cause it has to do with some of the comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
I have to apologize.
Gosh, you don't?
I guess I didn't see this one.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. But first let's talk about who needs to relax. Do you have a relax?
I have two.
I do too. We both have
you
two.
You want to go first?
We can take turns.
Okay.
Okay. You want me to go my first one?
Sure.
My first relax thing that I think needs to relax this week is I don't know if we've talked about this before. Maybe we have, but I don't think so. The smell of hand soap in public restrooms, I think, is so atrocious.
The smell of hand soap in public restrooms.
Like if you go to any restroom and any like if a store, just like out and about anywhere, a restaurant, anywhere you go, if you wash your hands after you go to the bathroom, the soap smells the same. It's like some like bulk soap that every store is supplied or something.
It's
they
probably
all go to the same place.
Like from an industrial supplier, I would imagine so.
It reeks. I
like
hate.
What?
I don't know what the scent is. It smells like public bathroom. It smells like bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And so I hate washing my hands in public restrooms because then my hands smell like a dirty bathroom the rest of the day. And every time I get a whiff of it, I want to vomit. I hate it so freaking much.
Yeah.
You don't feel this way?
I don't. But this tickles me a little because like, I know that there is some part of you, your anatomy that when you are in like a public store or place, you immediately have to go to the bathroom. So it's kind of funny. The how much?
Wait, what?
If you ever go to like a Michael's
Target.
Like you go to the bath, you go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
there.
I just haven't been to one of those in a long time. But yes.
So it's funny to me because yes, you must be washing your hands a lot in stores and places because that happens to you.
Well, yeah, but I haven't been one of the, I haven't had that experience, like a bathroom experience in a long time. But just restaurants and stuff, like I feel like it was recently we went somewhere where it was some restaurant or something where I went to the bathroom and washed my hands. And I was like so sad because the rest of the night, my hands smelled like total butt.
Yeah. I'm thinking about like the soap, the hand soap at my gym. Cause that's like where I would most frequently be using that. And you know, I have another issue with soap besides the smell. I'm not really on the smell train. It doesn't bother me that much. It does. What? Now that I think about it, it does kind of smell like the gym bathrooms, like the soap.
It literally just smells like bathroom. Well,
cause that's where I'm using it. You know, the locker room or whatever. But like, when did we switch from like, this is soap. This is what we call soap. We look at their bars. And then evolution happened and they're like, this is soap. It comes in like a kind of liquidy, lotiony
gel
kind of form. And then at some point in the last decade, they were like, no, it's a dollop of foam.
Yeah.
That doesn't do anything. It's never enough. Like an airport, like you have to do the sensor and it goes, and it's just like a little bit of foam. Cause that's how it is at the gym too. It's not good. No more foam soap.
I don't mind the foam soap. I actually I don't mind the foam soap. I actually like it better because
it bothers me so much that you don't agree with me.
Well, it bothers me so much you don't agree with me on the smell.
I think you're just saying you like foam soap because I didn't say that soap
no,
stinks in public.
No, I actually think it's like kind of lovely if you get like a good one, not in a public restroom. Public restroom soap, all versions of it are garbage.
Foam hand soap lovely.
It is like if you go to like Bath and Body Works and you get like the cute little like soaps that smell so yummy and like the little pump that makes it all foamy. It's so cute.
Do they have that for your home? They do, right?
Yes.
You can buy that.
Yeah, I bought it.
Yeah, I know. I dislike when you buy it.
Well, they even have cute little ones where like it pumps foam in like a shape for your kids. Like it can pump the foam soap out into like the shape of Mickey Mouse or something into your
hands.
That
doesn't. No, it can't.
Yes, it does. They have that. I'm serious.
You can't. What? How do they control? You can't control foam.
Well, they do. Someone does.
Cannot be controlled.
I like it because
into a Mickey Mouse.
Can I tell you why I like the foam?
That's a lie.
I'm going to tell you why. It's not that I like love it or something. It's just that I like it better than the other alternatives. Bar soap is the poison of the earth. Like no one likes bar soap.
It like doesn't, it like hardens after a while. Then it just becomes like a rock. Like it's not, it doesn't
work. You have to wet it.
No, even if you wet it. The last time I bought bar soap, it like, I grew up in an Irish Spring household. Bar.
Oh, your whole family shared a bar?
The fam.
No.
It was, this is,
that is wild.
That's, that they, abuse? Trauma?
Loving.
Did that, that's, oh, wow, I just recalled that. I haven't thought
your
about that in a long time.
Your whole family shared a bar of.
Just dented and hairy Irish.
Oh, get out of town. Okay. So bar soap is the lowest.
Yes.
And the next one, the gel kind of one, like I feel like at home it's fine. But when you're in like public restrooms, I feel like, yeah, I don't know. I haven't had many experiences with the gel kind where it's like automatic. So you have to touch the thing.
Yeah.
And it's gross. Like I don't want to touch anything when I'm in those bathrooms. The foam one squirts it out into your hand for you so you don't have to touch anything. That's why I like it.
Since COVID, like every store, every place, they've put up those foam hand sanitizer dispensers. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, I have to have hand sanitizer and it's foam. Mm-hmm. What drives me crazy is that they're everywhere now, but they're all empty.
But you like that better than the gel?
No.
Or you don't like it better than the gels?
No.
I'm
no.
That's wild to me.
I want to, because the foam doesn't lather. It doesn't do its one purpose.
It's already lathered.
It's already lathered.
The foam is the lather.
You have lost the plot.
It's lathered.
It's because it comes out as foam. Wait.
It's soapy.
Is it coming out as lather?
Yes. It's like soapiness.
But it doesn't feel like it washes your hands.
It makes my hands smell.
It kind of just blew my mind with it comes out as lather.
Isn't it?
But still, it's never enough, and it doesn't wash your hands.
Then get two pumps. Okay. All right. What's your relax?
Like I said, I have two. Mm-hmm. This is my first one, and it's kind of aimed at you.
Okay.
This is gonna sound like a gotcha question.
Okay.
But I noticed this recently, and I need to know what it's about because littered about the house. Mm-hmm. It's lousy with big tubs of Vaseline.
What?
What are you doing with all this Vaseline?
I have not seen Vaseline.
Like Vaseline, just anywhere. Vaseline. And like the big tubs
of
it.
What are I have you seen talking about?
Three.
I have seen zero, and I've never bought a tub of Vaseline in my life.
Why is it?
Where have you seen it?
What?
Who's using Vaseline?
In your bathroom? There's two.
No, absolutely not. There's not.
And then in the other bathroom, there's another one.
No.
And I'm like, why is it just tubs of Vaseline?
I swear on everything. I do not.
What is it even for?
Vaseline, people use it for things. When I think of Vaseline, I think of like, there was one episode of like the Tyra Banks show where she like gave everyone Vaseline. Like she acted like Oprah, like she was giving away.
Dry skin?
I don't know. I feel like people use it for, like I think she put it all over her face.
Yeah.
Is it for dry skin?
I think it's like an old school like dry skin product. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely don't. I don't use it, and I don't know why you're seeing it.
But they sell it in tubs.
But where? I don't believe that you've seen it all over the house.
I could run and go get them. They're right up there.
Yeah, in the bathroom above us. I don't go in that bathroom.
If I didn't buy it, you bought it.
I bought it. I really don't. I would. You came to like. You said you were coming for me. I wish I'd like use it so that we could have like a funny conversation about this.
Just mystery.
I literally don't use it, and I don't, and I haven't.
Okay.
Daisy has joined the chat.
Hi, Kitty.
Daisy's here. She's like, what are we doing? Are we podcasting? Can I be a part of this?
This is her room. She's like, what's different? Whoa.
Yeah, she's like, what's going on here? Okay, I have another relax. And we need to get to the bottom of this Vaseline mystery.
Okay.
Do you want to hear my other one? Or
Yes.
Or is your next one related to...
It's not Vaseline adjacent, no.
Okay. So the next one... Oh gosh, I actually have three. I don't know which one to do.
We're alternating, so you have to do one.
Okay, so
unless they're related,
this one might—I don't know which one to go for, but I'm going to do this one. Okay, so our kids are kids; they are children. In case you weren't aware, and they kid things happen to them. They get random colds. They get random rashes. You know, especially when you have little babies, like they're getting diaper rashes all the time. Toddlers, they get random rashes and cuts and scrapes and whatever, and. With our parenting techniques, Eric and I tend to be the over-worrier one.
You're the Google
two.
Doctor of the family.
The Google doctor, but also the panicker. I want to like rule out every possible like thing that it could be and know everything that it could be and like have all my ducks in a row about it. Whereas you're like, nah, kids get a rash. What I think needs to relax is I think there should be a place that's not Google where like moms can go and be like, hey, what's this rash or something? Because like,
I think that's called Facebook.
I'm not going to post that stuff on Facebook. I don't know. Maybe it's just like texting other your mom friends or something.
But
like
Facebook's for.
Because I always, like Eric said, I'm the Google doctor and I like Google every symptom, everything that is ever going on with our kids. And so even if it's just like a bump, anything,
it
I want to know.
Sound fun.
And I... Have you ever Googled
I know what she's doing.
Any rash?
She's going to knock over a cup of water.
What? Did you put a cup of water in this room?
That cat is
Hold on. I gotta go.
It's empty. Oh. You're fine.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
She's a professional.
There's no cups of water allowed in my office.
Water
because
cup
Daisy
assassin.
Loves to knock over water cups. Okay. So what I was going to say is, or what I asked you, but you were very distracted by Daisy knocking over a water cup. Mm-hmm. Have you ever Googled or tried to Google what a rash, like a specific rash is? Like I always try to be very specific so that I don't have to see anything weird, but I'll Google like small pin sized raised red bump on forearm. Like I will be so specific about what the rash looks like because I don't want to see anything crazy. And it does not matter what you Google. If you type in every specific thing that rash is, so you are guaranteed to only find other pictures of that rash so you can figure out what it is. You will find the most grotesque, horrific, disgusting, decomposing rash bodies.
This is grossing me out.
It's horrible, but it's like...
To answer your question, no, I don't. And never have.
Oh my God, love. It's horrible because
that's why
I'm like...
pediatricians and urgent cares.
Okay, but sometimes you need to figure it out before... Like you take a whole trip there because you could just be like a common little like little bug bite or something. You need to know if like, oh, is this getting infected? Well,
you're Googling, setting the standard. You know what horror looks like, and you know, like,
oh,
it's, so
God,
it's kind of giving
me
you
crazy.
That should make you feel better. It's like you're like, whoa, well, it doesn't look like that, so it's probably fine.
No, it does not feel
like,
better.
Wesley had like a little like, you know, fall over, like tiny little bruise on his back from roughhousing, or you know, who knows. Mm-hmm. They fall a lot. Mm-hmm. But I saw you had circled it with marker. Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't tell if it was a bruise or if it was a like a rash or something that was spreading. I was like paranoid about it. And so like moms know out there, like sometimes if like your kid gets a rash, you circle it with like a pen so you can see if it spreads and how big it spreads.
I think we would do that with ticks were an issue where I grew up.
Ticks?
Ticks. So we would always get like run around playing in the woods, and then we'd get home and like do a tick check, and we'd find a tick, and you'd draw a circle, because if it was a deer tick.
A deer tick?
Yeah. If you got, I was like, you're not gonna be able to think of the word, a Lyme disease.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They're the smallest little things too.
Deer ticks are?
Uh-huh.
And you can't tell the difference between a deer tick and a regular tick?
No, you can. Well, they're tiny. It's like really tiny.
Oh, I don't know. But like, ticks.
You would have to watch out for like a red.
Oh my.
Which you would always get, but like you'd have to watch out for it spreading, because that means not good stuff.
Oh no.
So we would circle those with markers.
Yeah. So I do. Well, I
didn't have Google then.
Well, I did circle a bruise on his back because I couldn't tell. It was a weird color, so I didn't know, but it was just a little tiny bruise.
Yeah.
But I am like paranoid like that. But yeah, I do Google and search like rashes and cuts and infections and things to make sure that my kids are okay.
Yeah,
and I have to look at these horrific pictures.
Yeah, one of us has to do it, I guess.
Well, I think you should be subjected to it as well.
I got you for that.
Next time I do it, I'm gonna have you look at as well, just so you can see what you love. It's crazy what comes up. You can Google like literally what's the most common simple little like rash you could get, like a rug burn, not a rug burn. I'm trying to think of something that's the most simple common like mosquito bite. Like you can Google like. Small mosquito bite on toddler's cheek.
And they're like, here's photos.
And it's like,
of the black
here
plague.
Is, yes, uh-huh. It's crazy. And it drives me
bubonic
so
plague.
Bananas. And I'm just, that needs to relax.
Yeah,
I'm like, why can't I just
fun.
Google it? What kind of rash is this? Is this a rash I should be concerned
Wasn't
about
this
or
an
not?
Idea I had for an app called What's Your Rash?
Yeah, you did come up with a What's Your Rash app.
This is like 100 episodes ago.
Yeah, it was a very long time ago.
I was like, this is $1 million idea. I give it freely to the public.
Because I wish that, yeah. Okay, that's actually
enact,
great. Because
what's this rash?
It'd be nice to be able
just,
to.
You can take a picture of your rash.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can do this with like plants. You can identify plants and birds with an app. You can't identify rashes.
Yeah, like that would be good, because then it could just be like I have a rock. I have a rock app where you take a picture of a rock and it tells you what kind of rock it is.
Exactly.
And then it will say like, did that get this correct? So like you can, if you could take a picture of the rash, upload it to this app, and then the app shows you a common photo of that rash and goes, is it this? This is what it's called. This is the symptoms. This is what to look out for.
Oh, man.
And then you can be like, oh no, that doesn't look like it. Try again. And it'll like go to the next closest thing to the picture.
Big dermatology doesn't want you to have that technology. Yeah.
Anyway,
they want that money.
Yeah.
Big derm.
Big derm.
Mm-hmm.
Big derma. So what's your next relax, my love?
My next is not rash related. It's pretty specific, but it's kind of stupid. But I was thinking about those plastic ties that they have on bread bags.
Oh, I hate those things.
And because I was like, I feel like this is the most useless invention.
Mm-hmm.
To have this plastic clip that's immediately
lost,
misplaced. And you don't,
you know, it's worse.
You kind of, you can just do a twist and tuck kind of a thing.
You know what I hate worse than the tie?
What's that?
The like little square thing with like a little.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, cause sometimes it comes with like the actual twisted wire.
No, I'm talking about
the little square.
It's called a bread clip or bread tag.
I would not consider that a clip.
Bread ties, bread buckles or bread bag. I don't know. This is from, believe it or not, the bread clip has its own Wikipedia page. So this is where I've been able to do all my research. So let me tell you.
Okay.
It was invented in 1952 by a man named Floyd Paxton. Okay. He's on a flight and he opened a bag of peanuts, whereupon he realized there was no way to reseal his bag of peanuts on the plane. So this is how the story goes. He takes what's it called when a credit card goes, expired credit card out of his wallet, and he has a pocket knife, and he
on a plane
in 1952, and he takes this expired credit card and he makes it, he kind of carves the little thing himself to close his bag of peanuts, and then this sounds like
with
BS.
A credit card?
Yeah, with a credit card, he made the first thing on a plane in 1952. And then, you know, next thing you know, you got a deal with some manufacturer of like bread for like a million of them. And wow. He had to invent a way to like make a million of those. And his company still exists today and is still like the major for all of North America manufacturer of those bread clips. And that's what a con.
Yeah, I don't like those things.
No, that man created generational wealth off of that thing. That's crazy. Imagine meeting some kid like on a yacht because he has a yacht.
Mm-hmm.
Who owns this yacht that we're on? It's like, oh, his great grandfather invented the bread clip.
I just realized something, love.
Crazy.
The bread clip, when we get bread.
Nobody's inviting me on yachts, by the way. Sorry.
Huh? No one's inviting me on a yacht?
Yeah, I'd actually never even been on a yacht. I feel like in that my storytelling made it sound like I'm on yachts all the time.
Oh, okay. I thought you just randomly were like, no one's inviting you on a yacht, by the way. To me, I was like, okay.
Well, they're not.
No, what I was going to say is that I'm just realizing, is the bread clip the only seal when you buy bread? Like when we get a loaf of bread in the house, when I open it, I don't think there's another seal involved.
No, it's a twist.
That
clip.
Seems not sanitary.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like everything these days, like, is sealed and sealed. Like, it's like a box of Wheat Thins is like a sealed bag tight within a box. Well, you know, like everything is sealed. But bread is just like loose in a bag with like this clip. Anyone in the grocery store could go and like untwist it and just take it out
like,
and
touch
like
bread
twist
and then twist it back.
Yeah.
Don't get these weirdos ideas.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like I'm just not realizing that maybe that's kind of weird. That's not like more sealed.
There's like a...
Shouldn't it be like vacuum sealed?
I don't know if it's like vacuum sealed or hermetic sealed. But it's like there's. Have you ever seen like bread that's like freshly baked and then they put in those like there'll be moisture, which you don't want because moisture then it's going to.
Oh yeah, and they just have an open bag.
So I don't know if there's like it needs like, but I don't think it's getting air in there. But there might be like a flow thing. You know when you get like a loaf, like a baguette.
Mm-hmm.
Or ciabatta, it's just an open sleeve.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's bananas.
And I think that's a moisture issue.
Not only that, but you know what I remember doing?
What?
In what high school, sometimes I would walk across the street for lunch to the grocery store and I would buy a baguette because they were like a buck.
Yeah.
And I'd eat a baguette for lunch straight up.
Genius idea.
I'm aware.
I would do that as a kid, I feel like.
But I never had butter, which sucked because just like dry loaf. Baguette. Anyway.
That's fine.
Okay, timer. Was that a timer or a phone call?
It's potential spam.
Answer. Sure. Say hello, spam. Who's she? Is it potential spam?
It is.
You should answer.
Potential spam.
Are you going to answer? Don't answer.
No.
Okay, wait, hold on. So I would go and get this loaf of bread and I remember squeezing the breads, like through the bag, of course, not like raw. With hand like skin on bread, but to see which one was the softest, because
uh-huh.
I wanted like I didn't want a stale one, of course.
Yeah,
but like thinking about that too is kind of gross. Like everyone's just like squeezing, touching.
All kinds of all the fruit too.
All the everyone's fruits?
Yeah, that's why you got to wash your fruit.
I think
was one of the reasons.
Yeah, one of the reasons. Wow, the things we talk about on this podcast are really fascinating.
Yeah, people in grocery store. It's just grocery stores. It's just a bunch of people like feeling up stuff, squeezing stuff.
That's kind of weird.
So I've even seen people knocking on things.
Knocking? Oh, I guess like on they melon? Walk on watermelons and stuff?
I think so.
Yeah.
Cantaloupe, your favorite?
I remember eating grapes in the grocery store, like tasting a grape. And like, and I remember.
I think that's stealing.
I know. And I remember finding out people, like someone had said, I don't remember how old I was or where I was, but I just remember at one point in my life, someone was like, can you believe people would just like taste a grape in the grocery store? And I was like, what? We're not supposed to, like, I thought this was something like everybody maybe, did.
I want to buy this open bag, again, open bag completely of grapes.
Can you test it to see which one was good?
And you would just be testing one?
I
thought you were like eating one before you paid for it.
I know. I thought, no. Well, yeah, because then you'd pick which one you wanted. Like, I'd be like, oh, these grapes or these, like, which is a good batch? Because sometimes you get a batch of grapes and they're nasty.
When we get home with this open bag of grapes, what's happening here? Why, this is open, shredded, all holes all over it. Why are
All of it. Grapes. Strawberries is just in an open basket. Apples are just naked completely.
But like, so when you get home and you open the grapes, like every grape bunch that I've seen, there's like, you know, you can tell where grapes were missing. Are you telling me that someone is testing these?
Well, maybe there's that have fallen off in the bag, but I don't know. I don't know that this is a common thing. This is just something that I did as a kid. I don't know if my mom did it or something. I'm assuming that's where I learned it from. I don't know if she currently still does this in her life, but I remember finding out that not everybody did that. And I was so shocked and embarrassed. I was like, oh, I guess that is stealing because like I didn't buy it, but I wanted to, I thought you taste tested all the grapes to see which ones were like firm and crunchy and sweet and which kind, like which bag you wanted to get. Yeah. I wasn't like eating 20 grapes. It'd be like, you eat one from this bag, one from this bag. Like, oh, I'm going to get this one, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I is that a universal thing? Do people do that out there? I don't do this anymore. I haven't done
this. Do you squeeze bread? We're all squeezing bread.
I don't know that I do that anymore. I didn't really go to the grocery store.
Yesterday.
You squeezed bread?
Well, I was getting one of those open sleeves of ciabatta loaf.
And you squeezed
them. And I wanted the one that had a little bit of crunch. Like, they're all fresh, but I wanted one that had a little bit of crunch.
Crunch?
Yeah, man.
Hold on.
That ciabatta bread's good from that place, but you want it. It's like, those are the best sandwiches where it's like soft on the inside, but a little bit of crunch on the outside.
You pick the stale one?
You're going to fight me on bread? Bread?
I am going to fight you on bread. Love.
Do you even know?
You do the squeeze test and you choose the stale one?
Not the stale one, love. That's not what I'm talking about. The one that's cooked that has a little bit of crunch.
How can you tell if it's crunchy?
You hear like a crack, like a shatter. But it's like also obviously like pliable and it's like.
Wait, so you're shattering the bread? You're giving it a crackle with you're putting thumbprints in bread?
Get out of here. Okay.
I'm just saying like I give it the slightest hug with my fingers to see if there's any give or not.
What's going like this?
Just to see. Just lobster hands.
Just lobster hands.
To see if one is soft or hard because I don't want the hard ones.
Not a hard one. Not a stale one. This is like a sandwich roll. Right, it's like fresh, like, so that you know the inside is good. It's nice, it's soft, it's fresh, baked today. But like a little bit of crunch in the bread. Come on.
I get what you're saying, but I feel like you can't determine that from a slight.
You're just
squeeze.
Not understanding what I mean, because I know you like this kind of bread too.
Uh huh. But does I now I'm thinking about it. Every time you get bread, it's kind of stale.
You're so you can't no. You're like, no.
Okay.
Hold on. Don't buy stale bread. I'm not have that in the public record.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and read some of your comments now because we have 10 minutes before our babysitter leaves. So we have 10 minutes to read comments. There were a lot of great comments, but this is why I said,
oh yes,
Eric needs to apologize and actually legit, like you kind of for real need to.
Okay.
I saw a bunch of comments about this. So last week you talked about who needs to relax. Do you remember not last week? It was 2 weeks ago. We took a break last week. Uh-huh. Do you remember who you said needed to relax?
It was just how there were so many Hatch chili products.
Said the trend.
Yes. I looked. Okay. Well, I didn't know. This is kind of what I love about like the kind of back and forth, like with this podcast. It's like, I love learning new things and things about people's lives and whatever. And I did not know that Hatch is a town in New Mexico and that's where all these chilies come from. And they take a lot of pride in that and they all love them. And it seems like a great, cool, like cultural thing to like New Mexicans. And and they have a lot of pride in their Hatch chilies. That's awesome. And that's great. I guess it wasn't like this needs to relax. I just like, I don't like Hatch chilies. I'm not a fan of like chilies in things. Not a big chili person. So to see it in there was like a whole section. Now it makes sense to me because it's the season. Mm-hmm. It's like a seasonal thing that happens. I also did see a comment that was like, I work in a grocery store and they'll put them in anything and everything during the season. Yeah.
Well, there were a bunch of comments about your dislike for, as you said, the trend of Hatch chilies.
Yeah, I was wrong about that.
Well, Hannah said, I'm fuming at the Hatch chili take. I'm from New Mexico. It's not a fad. Chili has been a part of a New Mexican cuisine for centuries. Hatch is a place in New Mexico, like Eric said.
Yeah.
They make the best green chili in the world. Sorry you just discovered it, but it's not new. It's not a fad. And it is also not mild. Come to New Mexico and have some real delicious hot Hatch green chili. You are about to make all of the New Mexico furious. And I saw a lot of people say it's like saying you don't like someone's favorite football team.
I didn't think they were people were. Yeah. Here's the thing. Actually, when I first moved to California, I drove across the country by myself. I probably said this before, but one of the places that I stopped in was Albuquerque. And I loved it. I was like, this place is great. I have like photos. I remember posting them on MySpace of like being like, hey, guys, Albuquerque is amazing. Like I loved it. And then you keep going through there. And then all of a sudden I was in the mountains and there was like snow. It was the only time there was snow on my whole drive was in New Mexico, which I had no idea, like up in the mountains there. My car wouldn't start. That was pretty exciting. So I like New Mexico. And sure, I would love to go there and try... like really get into it. I'm sure there's like a festival. I'm sure there's like a Hatch Chili Festival.
Well, sounds I was great. Thinking we should try to make like look up really good recipes using green like Hatch chilies and try to make something.
Yeah.
And then maybe you'll appreciate
you're right. Like,
it.
Don't knock it till you try. I just like, you know,
I'm waiting
don't know.
For the apology. Love.
I'm sorry. I said, I'm sorry. But, you but did, I also, I'm sorry.
You did not say it.
Well, I'm.
Now you did though.
And I.
We're sorry that we did not do more research on Hatch chilies.
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't do
about.
Any research, but like that's what I'm saying. But I was able to learn all this because
I know.
People,
isn't that the best?
Yeah.
Truly, so I feel like cool. So. I feel like so much of my growth and understanding as a human being in my adult life has been broadened and opened and better because of comments. Like people be like, "Oh, you said." This sentence and that actually is not the appropriate way to say that yeah. thing. Like, you know, people will help me like learn to grow and be better all
it's
the time.
It's weird how like that thing that you're talking about can has the ability to do that and also can be just horrific.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Be like the, yes. the worst of
yes.
of humanity.
But this yeah. was not that. People, I think, were genuinely trying to be like, hey, it's right. not a fad. This is like a big part of our
no,
culture.
Yeah,
and
I wasn't
it's really
saying
great.
That about this.
No, oh, I
meant
that.
Like in general.
Yeah, yeah. But it made me,
things.
But honestly, reading the comments made me go like, uh-oh, Eric's got to do his first
little New Mexico
apology.
Damage control.
And, and
Hatch chilies,
not damage control, but I was just thinking, oh, he's going to have to apologize. And also it, but more so, cause I'm joking about that, but more so I was like, it made me want to try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Try it. So now I'm like, I really do want to look up recipes and try to figure out the best recipe of something,
yeah.
with, including.
I mean, I get it. Cause for where I, went to high school and college in New Haven, it's like, I'm the biggest pizza snob and like,
yes.
And like pizza.
Rightfully
I was just,
so.
I was just thinking, I was like, well, what is, I don't like, I'm kind of jealous that they have that. Cause I didn't really have that. And I know in like a place in California, that's like where they grow the garlic and they have like a garlic festival and like there's these things exist. I was like, what is that for me? And I'm like, oh, I think it's like New Haven style pizza, which is the best.
It is the best. Honestly, it's so good. We also talked a lot last week about ChatGPT, which people called me out for last week.
Yeah. Did you see the comments from the teachers?
Yes, that's what I was about to read.
Okay.
So there are quite a few teachers telling us because we were talking about how like, oh my gosh, now that we have all these AI robots, people, do they just like use AI to write every paper and like cheat on everything and yeah. how do teachers tell? So teachers, a bunch of teachers wrote in, which by the way, teachers, you are like the superheroes of America. I feel like,
I stand with teachers.
Teachers are incredible and they are not paid enough and they're not respected enough and they just get treated like poo. I feel like, and I just, it makes me so upset because they're literally the educators of everyone there. I just love teachers. Anyway, a lot of teachers wrote in. So I'm saying thank you to all the teachers for what you do and also for writing comments about this. But this comment says from Sam, high school English teacher here. I've had so many flipping issues with frickin' ChatGPT and the kids using it. It's usually pretty obvious because the kids who tend to use it are the kids who can barely write a paragraph, let alone an essay. So it tends to sound way more mature and advanced than the kid the kid's ability, actual ability. If the kids are smart, they'll ask ChatGPT to dumb down the essay or make it sound like a 15-year-old wrote it. It was such a pain in my butt last year. Now I don't allow kids to write essays at home or with computers or cell phones. They have to do it by hand.
No.
Unless they have sort of condition that they need one. So I know it's literally them writing it. I give them a couple days of prep to be prepared, but on the days of writing, paper and pen, baby. Oh, I'm just thinking about the hand cramps. Writing a full paper by hand.
I'm thinking about like how the entire this side of my hand would be all pencil ink.
Yeah.
Or pen ink. That's a way to solve that problem, and good for you. And thank you for being a teacher. I hated essay writing days. I despise those days when they did. And remember like those little blue, like light blue notebooks that wasn't like really a notebook. It was like, it's like a little thin, like as those little essay books. Woof. That was brutal to me. I'm like, how?
I didn't mind.
What?
Because I talk so much, I can fill a page with them. I wasn't good at it. I was not a good essay writer, but I could fill a page.
And there'd be like tests where the test was like, yeah, like a live essay. Crazy.
Oh, a live essay. I could fill it about the most random, fail it. But like, just be like, this story was about, and I do like a sentence and be like, and what a funny thing about cats is that.
I can remember throwing in the towel on a few of those, just being like, I can't. You know what I mean? Just.
Well, another teacher wrote in and said, as Michelle, she said, another high school English teacher here, the people who make the AI websites also help make the AI detectors. We have programs like Turnitin and Writable that have plagiarism and AI detectors to flag suspicious essays. I also have my students write in class so I can offer help as they write.
We're not paying these people enough as it is. And they have to like, how do you run an essay through a.
I know.
And they have to, I'm sure they have to pay for that, you know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But isn't that crazy?
So AI is fighting AI in this sense.
I guess so.
That's interesting.
I guess so. Then there's a lot of people saying that we should go to Sonic was a lot of comments that I read. And one last one.
Making me hungry.
Dancing Daisy, which love the name considering Daisy made an appearance today, said, question for you guys. If Eric was on board with getting another cat. What would potential names be? My little buddy is named Philly Cheesesteak. Silly cat names are my fave. And I love this question because I don't know what I would name our next cat that we're probably going to get very soon.
Philly Cheesesteak sounds great right now.
I don't like Philly Cheesesteaks.
What?
I know.
Have you ever
I'm
had one from
say that.
Those two famous places
yes,
that are right
I
across
definitely
the street from
have.
Each other, Pats
I was
and,
on. Yes, I have. I've been a couple Gino's times. I went to Philly with Rachel on tour a bajillion years ago. It was just when me and Rachel were touring alone. And like back in the comedy club days.
How did you get it?
We walked there from our hotel.
No, I mean, how did you?
I got it however it said to get it. I was like, whatever the way it was. Yeah. I said like the classic way. I was like, I want whatever is like the most popular classic one. And I didn't like it.
Yeah. You're not a big fan of like meat or cheese.
Well, depends. Depends on the meat. Depends on the cheese. But yeah. But I like this question because we should get a cat is what I'm saying. But also.
You didn't notice me trying to change the subject?
Yeah, I did notice. I'm bringing it back.
Subway kind of
also,
made a good Philly cheese.
That's a wild statement that you just made. And you're only saying that to rile me up to stop talking about a cat.
They can but be good. They can
anyway,
be great.
I saw a TikTok the other day or Insta Reel or something of someone saying like giving cats human or pets human names is so great. And I totally agree. But they said, but there's some people who don't get it because there are human names to give your cat or your dog that are very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's human names to give your cat or dog. They're just like normal for like a cat or a dog. And so people don't get it.
End up apologizing for this next week.
No. Like, so name a funny, like it'd be funny to name a cat like
Cheryl.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. It's
Cheryl.
No, but like,
I don't know. Just what popped
I feel
in.
Like Greg is a funny pet name.
Well, give me one that's not where they don't get it.
Like, like a Sally's like a dog name. I feel like, you know, like, There's human names that you can name a pet
name.
And it's not funny. Yeah. But it's like also you can name a dog that and it's not like, haha. Like, haven't you ever heard of someone naming a pet a human name and it's so funny? Like, I always try to do that when the kids find bugs. Like, because Wesley's very into like, what is that, mama? He'll say, what name is it? Uh-huh. And he's asking me what kind of bug it is. Right. But when he says, what name is it? I always give it a name. And so the other day we saw like this little green leaf bug.
That's gonna
and he's like, what name is it, mommy? And I said, Fred. Because it's like a funny name for that little bug. Like
that's confusing.
How funny would it be if
all bugs are Fred's?
No, I'm just saying, how funny is it if like that's bug's name is actually Fred? Like,
I
Fred's
don't find
a funny
Fred
name.
Funny, no.
You don't think that's a funny name for a pet? Fred?
Do you think anyone's ever named a cat Eric?
That's a funny name for a cat. That's a very funny name for
Colleen's
a cat.
Colleen's a funny name for a human.
Okay. Good one. No, but come on. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand?
I understand.
So name. Say a
I
funny
get
name.
Comedy.
Say a funny name for a cat and an unfunny just like, yeah, it's just a name. Like, what's a funny one? Like, you think Cheryl is funny?
Yeah, I don't know. Like Tobias to me would not be funny.
No, I don't think that's funny. No, but like,
because it's like trying. It needs to be like well,
Robert.
Maybe, but if you even named
Robert's a funny name for a cat.
Yeah, but if you named your cat Tobias, also like that's good. You're
but like
good.
Felicia would be like fine. You know, it's not funny. It's not anything. It's just kind of like, you know.
Gus.
Gus
did
is
you
a,
think that was funny?
No, I did not think that was funny. That seemed like
were
a
you,
pet name.
Were you doing a bit when you named
no,
that cat
it seemed,
Gus?
No, it seemed like a pet name. I wanted to pick a name that was like, because his name is Augustus. He seemed so regal and so pretty that I wanted a pretty name, but he was such a derp that I wanted to be able to call him like something derpy too. So it was like, his name is Augustus,
whoa, whoa,
but we'll call
whoa,
him
whoa,
Gus
whoa.
Gus.
You're coming at, you're saying Gus is a derpy name?
No, not like derp. For Gus, it is. For our cat, it is. Gus
for
Gus.
A human.
Because I was thinking of Gus Gus from Cinderella, the little mouse with the Gus Gus.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. Like, so we call him Gus Gus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So no, that one was not a funny, like, this is a human name that I'm naming my cat to be so funny. I don't think you're getting it.
I get it.
But you won't participate.
I participated. I've given out multiple names for animals.
You don't think that it's like super funny when people give their
yeah,
pets
I think it's
human
hilarious.
Names?
Like Frank.
No, Frank's not. Frank's not funny.
It's making me laugh. You're laughing?
Because that's
Frank
not...
the cat.
Frank? Like, I don't think I would think that was funny if you named a cat Frank.
Why were people always naming cats Felix?
I don't know. But see, that one's not funny. See?
Is Mickey funny for a mouse?
No. That's a mouse name.
Mickey is a mouse name? Okay.
Come on.
Come on. What? what do you want from me? If we got a cat and we named it, let me see here. You didn't like Carl? Did
no,
I
because
say Carl?
Because there's a book like Carl the Dog, so it's like
oh,
already
there?
Known as like a dog name.
It?
Like,
okay.
here's the concept. The concept is it's funny when you give a cat or a dog a name that they have no business having.
Yes,
like. And a very human name that animals do not have. That's what's funny about it. So you have to think of a name that like...
I like nouns for cat names tonight.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Like they did with the cheesecake thing.
Yeah, that's
name
great. That's a great name for a cat.
You know who'd be way better than...
Daisy is not a funny name for a cat. Lots of animals have the name Daisy.
Flynn this question. He's way better at naming
that's not
things.
The that's not the point, though.
I got him a... I got a
you're just changing the subject here.
I got him a... thing, pet thing, and he goes, what's his name? Bob. Okay, is that funny? And then there's two of them, and I go, what's the other one's name? He goes, Bobbo.
Yeah.
Bob and
Bobbo.
Pretty
good. Like, to have a cat named Bob would be kind of funny, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we're on the same wavelength.
We're having a conversation about human names for pets. I don't understand how I'm failing so hard at it.
You're actually not failing at it. What is happening is I'm failing at explaining this.
You're
correctly.
Not. I understand.
No, I don't think you do.
Okay.
I don't know.
So just you want me to just keep saying names
no,
for pets
I was just saying,
that are human
like,
names but are also funny?
Yeah, like, but
just keep going.
You don't have to do any of it. I just want to get a cat.
What would you? What would you name the cat?
I don't know.
Because Flynn would want to name it Pancake. You know,
that's a great name for a cat.
But you're saying we should name it Jeff.
Jeff's a good like. I feel like Jeff's a good name for like a reptile. Like
yeah,
that's funny.
That's good.
Like a lizard named Jeff is funny to me.
If you had like a, yeah,
a cat named
a
Jeff
dragon,
is kind of funny too. Actually,
a
that's
dragon
good.
Named Jeff. Jeff's a good funny cat name.
Yeah, Jeff's good.
Why does this work for certain names?
I don't know. That's what's...
Do I get it?
Yes, you get it. See, that's what I was trying to get to, is like there's some names that are just funny. Like there's some human names that are just funny if you give them to a pet. And there's some that are just like, yeah, that's a name. Like Daisy, we have a cat named Daisy. That's just like a name for a cat. Funny. Like it's... No, it's certainly not funny. It's just like a name that an animal could have.
Yeah.
Same with Gus. Like it's just...
No,
a name.
I'm not getting... I don't think we should get another cat. So just so you can name it. So...
Well, it's not just so we can name it. It's not so we could name it. It's so for happiness.
Things like that. If it brings you joy, and it's something that you're going to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
Litter box.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just do it. I don't think you don't need my approval. You don't need me to be on board. I think you just do it.
What's going on?
What? I want you to be happy.
I am happy.
You know what I mean? And if like I love animals, and if it's like, you know, that's kind of, if
oh my God, are we about to get you, a cat?
If you're like, oh, there's this thing, but I don't know if like Eric wants to do that, blah, blah, blah. No, do it. Just do it. You don't need my approval to
have
a cat.
Are you about to get a... Is this because there's a pet you want and you want me to get a cat so then you can get whatever?
No, I'm just a nice
What's
guy.
What's happening? I'm scared, but I think we might be getting a cat.
You're going to name it Jeff?
I don't know. I'm just kind of flabbergasted now.
I don't know why you ever thought I had the power to stop you from getting a cat. I don't know where that came from.
It's not that. It's that like I want to make sure that like if we're bringing another life into our home, that we both are 100% on board, because it's a big deal to get a pet. It's not like just get it, whatever. It's like did life, and we want to take really good care of all of our pets. So yeah. I just want to make sure we are both 100% on board before doing something like that.
Yeah, I would say the two cats we do have are Persian cats, and I've found that the maintenance there,
yeah, there's a lot of grooming.
Is a little more problematic than the cats I had, because I grew up with like cats. We had three cats usually when I was growing up, and they were like, you know, just cats. They weren't anything. I couldn't tell you what breed.
Yeah.
They were. And these seem to be high maintenance.
They are lots of vet doctor visits and lots of hair care. Oh, we gotta go. We have to go right now. Our babysitter needs to go. Oh, we gotta go. But thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Comments so we can read them again.
Okay, bye.
Bye.